Supposed to be quick.
Four, tentatively uphold appeal of Verizon Wireless with conditions and overturn the hearing officer's decision to deny a conditional use and adjustment for a wireless telecommunications facility at Mount Scott Fuel Company, 6904 Southeast Foster Road, LU 11125536 CUAD.
Catherine.
The matter before you are the findings that have been prepared to reflect your tentative decision of some weeks ago. They have been reviewed by staff and by our office. We recommend them to you, and I guess what you need today is a motion to adopt them as your decision.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. I do have a couple things I want to say before I vote. I've read this hearings officer's report closer than most, not to suggest I don't read each thoroughly, but I've read this one repeatedly because I feel as though I've missed something given the discussion that's occurred with some of my colleagues. I've never felt so out of step with members of the council voting on a land use decision than I do on this issue. I don't recall hearing anything that during the testimony that would suggest we should approve this cell phone tower in Southeast Portland. Some of my colleagues, more than one, referenced federal law prohibiting us from regulating the placement of cell phone towers. That's just not accurate. What we're not allowed to do is take into account, because of federal preemption, the health effects of radiated power from cell phones, and I don't. And I have watched closely over the last decade each of these appeals that have come to council, and frankly have voted against the lion's share of them, always stating on the record the specific land use reason or code provision why I voted no, never including health effects as one of those reasons, because that is prohibited under the law. To be clear, the hearings officer found two things that I think are significant and I think justify denying Verizon the right to install this cell phone tower at Mount Scott Fuel on Southeast Foster. First, the city hearings officer found that Portland City Code does not say that effective radiated power, ERP, is to be measured to just one channel on one antenna with a 1,000-watt limit to each channel. Rather, the hearings officer found that effective radiated power is to be calculated by the sum of the affected radiated power of each of the channels on a single antenna. In other words, every channel on the antenna adds up to the total amount of ERP broadcast, and that determines whether or not the antenna is allowed. That's contrary to the position that Verizon has taken, and I won't go into the hearings officer's reasoning, but anybody that is interested in this subject, and I think a lot of Portlanders are, should read his analysis. It is a very clear headed analysis of why Verizon is mistaken and why others are mistaken when they calculate the amount of effective radiated power as though it was just coming from one channel on an antenna, when in fact there are multiple channels that are emitting ERP. Two, the second reason, and this is important to me. This is very important to me. The hearings officer who renders us many decisions on a vast array of subjects has over the years, in my opinion, always been even-handed, thoughtful, and gives due respect to both parties. He is clearly irritated in his decision by the misrepresentation of a Verizon employee, Jeff Coley, when he signed a document representing himself as an RF engineer in Oregon. Upon investigation, it was found that he was not an RF engineer in Oregon. So the hearings officer wrote in his report two things that I think are critical and significant and warrant this council denying this appeal, denying the appeal by Verizon. The hearings officer found that because of the misrepresentation by Mr. Coley, that any statements made by him were not credible, and two, any statements made by others that relied on Mr. Coley's representations were also not credible. So for those reasons, I want to be very clear. I know what the federal preemption is. I know what my restrictions are as a member of this council and land use hearings. I know that I am to decide these cases based on the record and the applicable code and laws. And I will tell you, based on 10 years of experience, I've done that. And in my reading of this case and my listening to the testimony, my hat's off to the neighbors. Outstanding presentation that I've unfortunately been limited to talk to others about because this is a quasi-judicial hearing and because I'm very careful not to walk outside the bounds of the law. But I've never seen a more effective, persuasive, and on-the-point presentation by a neighborhood association. And I commend the work that you did because you caused me to look at sections of the opinion I might have missed and to read them closely. So thank you for your diligent work, and you deserve to have won this. No.
Fritz?
I concur with Commissioner Leonard that it was an outstanding presentation by the Neighborhood Association. I particularly enjoyed the congenial discussion between the appellant and the applicant as to the timing of this coming back to council. I've never seen a hearings officer's decision in the 20 years I've been following land use cases in Portland in which he or she said that they were saying no because they couldn't figure out which approval criteria to use. Usually the hearings officer would note the uncertainty and then pick one and leave it to council to decide whether that was correct or not. So now we're being clear in which approval criteria we expect to continue to use because we have been using those approval criteria for several years. I also concur with Commissioner Leonard that we need to clarify the zoning code so that it's very clear what the federal laws are and to make them consistent, to make the zoning code consistent with that. Working with Commissioner Saltzman to reopen the big picture issues of do we still want to direct cellular facilities to the right-of-way in preference over industrial sites? How big should those can those facilities be by right? What's the process for that? I understand that Commissioner Saltzman had a robust community meeting a couple of days ago, which 60 people came to discuss the proposed administrative rules. Those are still out for public comment, so now is a good time for neighbors to continue to be involved in this important discussion as to how do we deal with the federal rules and what can we do to change those federal rules if that's what we would like to do. In the meantime, we need to be clear about how we're going to implement the zoning code, and I believe that this revised findings and decision does that. Particularly thanks Sylvia Kate and Rebecca Esau and the Bureau of Development Services for their work making sure that what's in the conditions of approval is what needs to happen. Aye.
Adams?
Aye.
Okay. We're done.
Okay. Sorry, we're adjourned.
None of the rest of you enjoyed that nearly as much as I did, right?